Boker Tov, greetings and welcome again to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. We are now in Nedarim, Masachet Nedarim, Daf Yod Amud Aleph, at the second Mishnah, and we are finally going to deal with the topic of Kinuyim. Kinuyim that we mentioned in the beginning of the Masachet, Kinuyim Nedarim, Kinedarim, and now we will see them more clearly explicated. Ha'omer, or Ha'omer l'chaviro, two different versions. Konam, konach, konas. Hare'elu kinim korban. This is a way of saying korban without really saying it. In other words, it sounds sort of like korban. Cherek, cherek, cheref. Hare'elu kinim l'cherem. That's versions of cherem. Nazir, naziach, paziach. Hare'elu kinim l'nazirut. That's sort of like nazir. Shvuta, shkuka is like shvua, and nodar b'mohi is a perversion, not of the Hebrew word shvua, but of the Aramaic word mome, or ome, which is to adjure or to swear. Hare elu kinuyim l'shvua. These are all kinuyim for shvua. In other words, kinuyim are presented as words that are somewhat close to the original word, but a little bit off, and therefore fail the test, fail being accurately a representation of the word, but nonetheless are valid for nedarim. Now, immediately we're going to see a machloket that we saw referred to earlier on in the Masachet. Itmar, kinuyim, Rabbi Yochanan amar lashon umoten, Rabbi Shimon Lakish amar lashon shebadu lam chachamim liot noderbo, v'chein omer habachot shebadam ilibo. Rabbi Yochanan says that kinuyim are really just other languages. And the Rambam explains what this means. They're not other languages, but rather they're people who are trying to speak Hebrew but aren't very good at it. Lashon ilgim, as the Rambam calls them. And therefore, they pervert it, and instead of saying korban, they say konam, and etc. Rabbi Shlokesh says, no, it is a specific and deliberate lexicon that was established by the Chachamim in order for people to use for nedarim. Let's see why they would have done such a thing. And he, for the word badu, he brings as a proof text, or perhaps a later Amor brings a proof text, the verse relating to Yeravam ben Nevat, who established a holiday in a month that he made up, Bachodesh Asher Badam Ilibo. So made up. So according to Rish Lakish, why did the rabbis establish this vocabulary? The Lolema Korban, so they shouldn't really say the word Korban. Volema Korban, let them say Korban, who cares? Dilmamar Korban Lashem, because then maybe they'll say a Korban and they'll say Hashem's name. Volema Korban Lashem, what's wrong with that? After all, if they're properly dedicating it. Dilmamar Lashem, Volomar Korban, because they might then just skip the Korban and say, Lashem, I won't eat this thing. And that's already saying Hashem's name in vain. Kamabik Shem Shemayim Levatala. V'tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, and we see a similar thing. Minayin Shalomar Adam Lashem Ola, Lashem Mincha, Lashem Todah, Lashem Shlamim. We know that when a person is dedicating an animal for the Mizbeach, he should not say, this is to Hashem a Korban, but rather a Korban Lashem. Say Lashem second. How do I know that? Shinri Talmud Omar, Korban Lashem. In the first Pasuk in Vayikra, really the second Pasuk in Vayikra, it says, Ki Adam Ki Akriv Miken Korban Lashem, not Lashem Korban. V'kal v'chomer, Umaz, Eshelon Kamin El Azkir Shem Shemayim Ala Korban, Amar Amra Torah Korban Lashem. Here's a guy who really intends to do the right thing. He's trying to say Shem Shemayim on his Korban, and the Torah says, still said, say Korban first. The Vatalah, certainly the Vatalah, and here the sense is in an area in which they are doing it in vain, meaning it is not something commanded, but rather in the case of a neder, we want them to say Lashem last, or really not to say it at all, and therefore Rish Lakish is of the opinion that Chachamim made up these phrases. Now, Lemeket Tanoi, perhaps the Machloket Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is a Machloket Tanaim, because Beit Shammai Omrim Kinuye Kinuyim Asurim. If you have a Kinuy of a Kinuy, I mean a perversion of a perversion, then it's still Asur. Beit Hillel Omrim Kinuye Kinuyim Mutarin. Beit Hillel says, no, that's already not a Kinuy, that's not a valid neder at all. Now, my love, Mandamar Kinuye Kinuyim Asurim. Don't we think that Beit Shammai, who says that the double kinui is twice distanced away from the original word, we'll see some weird examples of those in a minute, our Asurim must hold Kesavar Kinuyin Lashon Umote, and they must hold that it's other languages. It's other languages, then Kinuyim are just simply a worse version of the language. And according to Beit Hillel, they must hold that it is a specific and deliberate and exacting lexicon of odd words that Chachamim made up for Nidarim, and therefore if you don't say those words, it doesn't count. That is kind of difficult because then, of course, that paints Rabbi Yochanan as being in the camp Beit Shammai, which is strange. And second of all, because then Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish should just say Halacha Kebeit Hillel, Halacha Kebeit Shammai. Lo dechuli alma kinuim lashon umotein. The truth is that they are all just other languages. Beit Shammai savri bahani nami mishtoi umot. Beit Shammai holds that the nations speak these words also. They simply have a disagreement whether people speak so badly that they even use words like that for a neder. They even just not to say korba konam instead of konam, to say konamina or something like that. That even people even say that, or people don't mess it up that badly. Or if you wish, we could say, the Beit Shammai says we have to have prohibit kinuyei kinuyim as a precaution against kinuyim. But Hillel says we don't have to have such a precaution. But by the way, there's a big difference, because according to the first approach, Beit Shammai holds that kinuyei kinuyim are really valid in Darim 100%. You get makot for them. According to the second one, it's just a gzeirah, and therefore you would not get makot. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, let's see what these are. Kinuyei kinuyim din Darim, what are they? Again, more further away from Konam. So now we'll see. Tani Mefasha or Rabbi Mefasha, according to some Girsaot. Charakim, Charafim. Kunekunim de Nizirut. What are they? Tani of Yosef. Mechazkana, Menazachna, Mefachina. Right. In other words, they've taken the essential word nazir, they've gone, became paziach, and then mefazachna, they turned it into a real word and started conjugating it. That's kinuyei kinuyim. Now, ibayalu. So the question was asked. Mifachazna mai. What is that? Mifachazna mai. Mitazana mai. In other words, is that kinuyei kinuyim? Is it kinuyim? Is it nothing? Amar Ravina Ravashi, kinamamai. What if the guy says kinamai? Is it konam or my kamar? Konam kamar? Odilma kinmon besam kamar. Maybe he's talking about cinnamon. Kinamai. What about the word kina? Kina shel tarni golin kamar. He's talking about a cry. Odilma lashon de konam. Maybe he's trying to say konam. Tiboy. And again, in Nadarim lashon, tiboy means teku. We really don't have a solution. Kinuyei kinuyim de shvua echidami. So the last question is, what are the kinuyei kinuyim of a shvua? Echidami. Shvuel, shvutiel, shkukiel. Alright, so again, we saw shvuta and shvuka were the kinuyim. Shvuel is a kinuyei kinuyim. Shvuel ben Gershom Mashma. What are you talking about? That's a character that shows up in Divrei HaYamim. Shvuel ben Gershom. Ela Shvuvel Shvutiel Shkukiel Mahu. Shvuel wouldn't be a kinui at all. It's a guy's name. So Amar Shvuel, Amar Ashivta Lo Amar Klum. Ashkika Lo Amar Klum. Karincha Lo Amar Klum. These things are just so far away from any relation to the word that it is just absolutely invalid. Now, the end of the Mishnah said, Nadar Bamohi Hare'ilu Kinuyim. Now, Tana Rishima Gamliel, where he disagrees, says, Ha'omer bimohi, if you say bimohi, lo amar klum. Bimamata da amar mohi, but if he says the oath that was said by mohi, and here it seems to be a reference to Moshe, then, ha're'ilu kinim l'shvua, then it's a valid kinui, because we are associate ourselves with an oath that, according to the Midrash, was taken by Moshe when he agreed to stay with Yitro and not leave, and that's why he needed the heter, something we're going to revisit several times in the Masechet, the Atarat Neder of Yitro, to allow him to go back to Egypt, as we read in Parashat Shmot. Okay, the next Mishnah, which is properly Mishnah Gimel, Ha'omer lachulin or lachulin she'ochalach, lo kasher v'lo dachi, and the proper gear says lo tahor, that's one set. So if you said lachulin, meaning what I eat is not chulin, or is not kosher, or is not pure, or not tahor, or you said it is tameh or notar upigul, we'll get into those in tomorrow's podcast, in the next podcast, asur. Those are all valid forms of neder. Ki'imra, ki'dirim, ki'etzim, ki'ishim, ki'mizbeach, ki'echal, ki'ushalayim. If you said it's like a lamb, referring to the Korban Tamid, ki'dirim, like the corral, or where they keep the wood, ki'etzim, like the wood of the Mizbeach, like the fire offerings on the Mizbeach, like the altar, like the Mikdash, like Yerushalayim, referring in all of these cases to that which is brought on the wood, that which is brought on the Mizbeach, that which is brought in the Heichal, that which is brought in Yerushalayim, nadar b'chad mikol misham sham Mizbeach, or you took an oath and associated with any one of the Kelim used for the Mizbeach, even though you didn't mention the word korban, it is a valid neder. Rabbi Yehuda pipes in and says that if you say Yerushalayim, that's nothing. And we'll have to see why he adds that in. So the Gemara immediately addresses it and says, Savru amai lechulin. We think, what does lechulin mean? La lechulin lahave ela korban, meaning not lechulin with a shva, but lachulin, meaning not chulin. What I would eat of yours would not be considered chulin, rather it would be considered a korban. So if that's the case, mani matnitin, who could be the author of Mishnah? E Rabbi Meir, lately Michal Lavet Tashamehain. We know that Rabbi Meir does not allow for inverted inferences. Inverted inferences means that when you say this is not X, that doesn't mean that it is also Y, if X and Y are the only two choices. All it means is not X. If I say this is not Chulin, that doesn't mean it is the opposite of Chulin. It's just all I've said is what I've said. How do we know that? Because not Rameh, famously in the Mishnah, in Kiddushin, Paragimel, Mishnah Dalad, called Tanai Sheinuki, Tanai B'nei Gad Uvnei Ruvain, Eino Tanai. Any condition which is not like a condition made by B'nei Gad Uvnei Ruvain, it's a whole sugi in Kiddushin. But it means essentially a double Tanai where you say, if we cross over and fight the war, then we get the land, and if we don't cross over, we don't get the land, then it's not a valid Tanai, according to Rameh. So therefore, he doesn't allow for inverted inferences. So how could Rameh say, Lachulin? What I will not eat, what I will eat, is a good neder, because it means not chulin, but it's a korban. El Rabbi Yehuda, he must be Rabbi Meir's opposite number, Rabbi Yehuda. So I must say, if we look at the end of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer HaOmer Yerushalayim, Omer HaKlum. Rabbi Yehuda, as I said, that's why I use the phrase pipes up, because he isn't in the Mishnah till the end when he says, Yerushalayim is not a valid word to use for a neder. But to say for Rabbi Yehuda, Reshalav Rabbi Yehuda, it sounds like if the end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, the beginning is not. The answer is Kula Rabbi Yehuda. The whole thing is Rabbi Yehuda. Hachiktani. This is how we should read it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hamir Shalaim Lo Amar Klum. In other words, that the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. If you said Ki Yerushalayim, it's valid, but not just Yerushalayim, because Rabbi Yehuda says Yerushalayim is not enough. Chemar Ki Yerushalayim Rabbi Yehuda Mi Mitzar. But according to what you're reading it, that means Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the whole Mishnah, who allows for inverted inferences, and therefore says, when you say Ki Yerushalayim, it's valid. Since when does he say that? He said Ki Yerushalayim is nothing. Ad Shidor B'Dorah Karv Yerushalayim. You have to associate it with an actual thing that's brought as a korban. So you can't say Kahechal either. The answer is Kul Rabbi Yehuda, Yivotrei Tanoi Alibir Rabbi Yehuda. We have two versions of Rabbi Yehuda. So the first version allows for Ki Yerushalayim to be valid. And the second version is, that's our Mishnah. And then we have a Braita in which Rabbi Yehuda said that Ki Yerushalayim itself also is not valid. Even with Ki Yerushalayim is not valid. Now, Tanya, we have a Braita that says, Chulin, Hachulin, Kachulin. If you mention Chulin with a prefix without, Bein She'ochalach, Bein She'olochalach. Whether you say it's Chulin, what I will eat of yours, or what I won't eat of yours, Mutar. Either way, it's fine, because you've said nothing about a korban. La chulin sholacholach, again, if it's not chulin, what I will eat of yours, asur. Meaning, what I will eat of yours is not chulin, means a korban, then it's asur. La chulin lo chalach, but if you say it is not chulin, what I will not eat of yours, then it's mutar. Now, Reisha Mani, who's the author of that Reisha? Must be Rameirhi, who doesn't allow for inverted inferences. Tadleit lemichlau lavet tashamei ahein. Ey, Maseifa, look at the end of that braita. La chulin lo chalach, mutar. V'hatanan, l'korban lo ochalach, remeir oser. So we see that in such a phrase where you say, l'chulin lo ochalach, it should be asur, because we saw that remeir said, l'korban lo ochalach, remeir says asur, and v'kashalan, about that we asked, after all, remeir doesn't allow for inverted inferences, so how could he say that if you say, it's not a korban what I won't eat of yours, the doubled inverted inferences, what I will eat of yours is a korban, therefore it's asur. Why does Rabbi Meir say it's asur? I'm Rabbi Abba, and asa komer lekorban yehe lefichach lo'ochalach. That lekorban lo'ochalach isn't an inverted inference at all. He's saying lekorban. It means this is going to be like a korban, and therefore lo'ochalach. Not what I wouldn't eat of yours, but rather, therefore I won't eat it of yours. So achanami achikamarle. So why don't we say the same thing in our braita? Lo'chulin lehave, lechulin, should say, it will not be chulin what I'm eating, therefore I won't eat of it, and should be asur. The answer is, Haitana Savala Kermeir Bachara Paligale Bachara. The author of the Braita accepts Rameir's position in one area, but not in another. Savala Kavate Bachara, he agrees with him in one area, Delayt Le Michal Lavatashar Mehain. He agrees with Rameir that we do not allow for inverted inferences. And you see that throughout the Braita. He disagrees with him about the issue of korban, because he says, if you say le korban, it just means lot a korban, and not the way that we read it in Rameir. Rashi Amar, he has a different read. He says, ha'amar lechulin v'ha'amar la lechulin. If you say lechulin with a shva, then it is chulin. If you say lachulin with a patach, then it's not chulin. And so therefore, in our Brito, when you said lechulin she'ochalach, then it means, lachulin she'ochalach, then it means it won't be chulin what I eat of yours. And the other one where he said lechulin le'ochalach, it means that it is chulin. And therefore, it is mutar, it is not a valid neder. All right, all somewhat confusing. The language is confusing, and the lack of vowels in the text makes it somewhat confusing. Those of you who are using a Steinsaltz or a text with nekudot may be helped with it. Of course, maybe also with sled. So we will continue, Mirtz Hashem, in the next podcast from the middle of the analysis of the middle of this analysis here on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bet, and we will complete that podcast when we get to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Everybody should have a wonderful day.